Welcome to Global Citizenship Reflections, where the fifth form will reflect on a year of activity. Every Wednesday, all students do a Global Citizenship Activity, GC for short. GC provides students with a deeper understanding of themselves, their identities, and their place in the world beyond Wellington, and helps shape a more equitable and sustainable future. In this episode, we'll be hearing from pupils who worked with Young through our partnerships with SEND schools and local primary schools. First up, we'll be hearing from students who worked at Kennel Lane, a local SEND school.
We taught Kennel Lane students about photography, just like basic framing, editing. And then in the end, we put up a sort of collage of all their pictures so that parents and students could come and watch and see what they did.
Yeah.
I think what we did quite well was like capture like each season quite well with each student. In the end, they could pick their favorite pictures from like each season, and then that was a really good way for us to display all the pictures they took.
Yeah, I agree. I think the like seasons page was like really good as well.
Yeah, I'm not sure if there was much that didn't go so well.
There were some challenges you guys had, weren't there? Perhaps around sort of building relationships with the students and kind
of.
It was a bit hard sometimes to like build a relationship with them and like connect with them.
Sometimes they weren't very engaged.
Yeah, like, sometimes we feel like they didn't want to do like photography, so it was hard for us to get them to do it as well.
On our exhibition, they didn't seem the most intrigued,
like enthusiastic about showing their pictures to everyone else.
Oh, and the parents couldn't see them. That's what didn't go well.
Yeah.
So you're thinking about the ways of the exhibition.
Because we originally planned for all the parents to be able to see their like children's work and stuff, but they weren't allowed to come in the end.
Yeah, I think obviously it's great that like other students saw it, but like at the same time if their parents saw it, I think that would be good as well.
You can go make them more enthusiastic to show what they've like accomplished if they and their parents to be proud of what they've achieved the next time.
And also like to make sure like that people who actually want to take interest in photography, because that would be really helpful next time if we had people who are actually like putting themselves forward for photography, because then they're actually interested in it, and then it would be a lot easier for us to actually teach them about it, because they seem more enthusiastic in the sessions where we did other like games and things rather than doing photography.
Yeah,
I agree with that. I also think there was only like one student who was actually enthusiastic about photography. But I think most of the others weren't as interested.
Yeah. I think if we had older students, they'd be more interested in it. And some were mature. Like, I think that age group we could have done, like, that's why they enjoyed, like, the Play-Doh and the Lego a lot.
Yeah, I think the icebreaker games helped, but it was more, like, they were more interested in that than, like, the main.
Yeah, the age group we focused on was slightly less.
I think starting with a game made it fun to, like, connect with the students, but as soon as we were on to actually taking photos and doing like actual photography, the interest was sort of lost. I think it gives you like a wider perspective on not just like us as a school, but also the different types of schools and how people with like disabilities or learning difficulties can be in like an area and a support system where they get the help that they need. And I think it like it opens your eyes a bit to see the other like schools and other classrooms and teachers for special needs children, how like they can do all the things that we do here as well.
Yeah, I agree with that. I also think that like through the program, it was like, I think we sort of like initially were trying to teach them, but like some of the ones who were more interested were like willing to like do their own thing and then seek our help later. So kind of like with photography, there's nothing that's like right or wrong. It's like everyone looks at something differently. Everyone frames something differently. Mm-hmm. And like lots of them took very similar photos, but some like decided to use darker shades. Some went lighter. So I think
they're quite interesting ads.
Yeah.
To keep small talk can be quite like difficult, especially if I'm trying to connect with students that aren't very talkative or don't have much of an interest in photography. It's hard to connect.
I think it was really eye-opening to like work with different kinds of people, because we're normally just stuck here working with like each other about with like different things, and it was really nice to like see like a different perspective on things and to work with people who won't normally like share the same ideas and perspectives as well.
I think it was interesting to see their ways of learning as well. Like they had pods and stuff, which were like small
environments to learn in. We like kind of similar to Serene Lab. And I thought it was kind of interesting to see. And the like swings, the what's the playground things they have.
I think it was like quite nice to like go outside of like the bubble of Wellington and like see other students.
Yeah, I
think obviously going outside was great, but I think there was more ground to cover with Wellington in terms of like taking pictures.
I think they were more intrigued here because there was like a new environment for them. It was more exciting, you know, kind of more interested in their surroundings, whereas like for when they're at their school though, they see every day.
Yeah, I think it definitely helped them with like photography and stuff. I think it also like helped to some extent with like their social skills of like integrating with other students from other schools and stuff. And I think they at the start they weren't like ready to cooperate as much like with us and like work with us, but I think in the last term they were like quite ready to like
add to that. Like at the beginning they were like talking to us a lot, but then the last session where we did the exhibition they were like holding the door for us and saying hi and like waving at us. So it was like they definitely did like work on their social skills and also like got to meet different kinds of people. And it was nice both ways because we got to meet new kinds of people as well.
We'll now be hearing from a group of students who worked with Bookmark, a reading charity.
We partnered with a volunteer program called Bookmark and connected virtually with children to help them learn to read and to help support them in their reading journey.
I think that we really connected with the child well and we got to understand their strengths and weaknesses and to be able to help them to the best of our abilities.
I think personally, I know that with the child I was working with, initially we struggled to find books that he was actually interested in, because I think initially it was a bit of he would just go with whatever I suggested, but I think over time as we got more into the program he got more comfortable expressing his own opinion and finding his own interest and joy in books.
Sometimes I wouldn't be able to like quite explain the vocabulary that the child didn't understand because it'd be quite simplistic and I couldn't simplify it like anymore, so that was quite difficult.
I'd probably do Bookmark again because it's nice to help others, and I'd probably change my approach slightly by asking the kids that were reading to us about if they'd like me to do something like a take eight on a map.
Yeah, nice. Good. Anyone else? I think also initially it was a bit of a struggle with the technology because it was all done virtually. So I think just having more knowledge going in and maybe experimenting with the platform outside of the short lessons, that during the lessons we could be more focused on reading rather than technical issues.
I'd say the importance of an older role model, especially in reading, because an older person can really help the child develop an interest in reading and not just reading it, because it's what the school has assigned, but actually take an active role. And it can also like develop their vocabulary and develop their imaginations. And I think I've just really learned that having an older person there is very helpful.
I think everyone can answer this one. I'm sure there's something that you've all learned, so maybe we'll just go around in order.
I also think seeing the impact of how much the ability to read impacts all sides of education in school, because even though it might only seem like it's English and reading, when you can read, you can understand your math problems and you can see everything so much clearer. And we were every week meeting with the same child. So even over such a short period of time, I know that I personally really saw a big change in their confidence, especially with reading, as well as their ability and interest in the subject. So I think knowing that because of us, these children now have a better chance of going on to read successfully in the future is really good to think about.
Next up, we'll hear from students who volunteered at local state primary schools. Pupils help in classroom sessions with positive role modelling.
We helped out with teachers and whatever they needed to do, like sticking in books and stuff, so finding jobs.
We were with Year 6 and we were mostly, like, we did more academic kind of stuff, helping them prepare for their exams. So, like, we did a lot of history and we looked at, like,
World War One and World War Two, and then also like ancient Greece. Didn't go well. Sometimes they wouldn't listen. Like if you're trying to read with them, and then they're reading with their friends, and they would just like chat to their friends. Then you got to be a bit fun. Yeah, I think a lot. Like it took a while for them to realize that they couldn't just like we weren't like their friends, because they would just spend the whole time asking us like what shows we watched.
Yeah.
And it was really cute sometimes, but then also it felt a bit awkward because it felt like we were distracting them when they were asking us that.
Yeah, like
help them with their work instead of distracting them. And they didn't really want to talk to us about the work.
I really liked it. It's nice to just like get away from school and talk to them about like different things and their work, and like also knowing some things about the topics they were learning about.
And also with the year 6, like it really felt like we were making a difference, like talking to them, like it really felt like they were listening to what we were saying. They really wanted to like know about us, and like obviously to begin with it was a bit difficult to like establish the right kind of relationship, but I
think
like towards the end it was like a really good balance.
I really liked playing with them, like, and like seeing how they like grow from like when we first joined and then to like now. I love playing with them so much. Like playing hide and seek. Like I remember we came one time and we played it, and the second time I wanted to play it.
Yeah.
It's just really fun, like teaching them new games and stuff.
I think learning to communicate with like different ages, like I think that's really important, because like now you kind of know how to like engage like younger people, and then obviously speaking to the other teachers. So
it was very good, and I think they should be.
Yeah.
I loved it.
It was really fun.
It was so fun.
Yeah, and I think the more you put in, the more you get out. Like I think if you make an effort to like get to know the children and like learn their names and everything, like the experience is much more fun.
Lastly, we'll be hearing from students who did golf in the community.
So in our Bilbo citizenship, we went around to local primary schools to inspire the next generation to play golf through maths and English. It was an incredibly great experience. I really felt that they found a new love for golf, and also improved their maths and English skills.
So I thought the whole thing all went well is I thought I was pretty happy with how like inspired some of the kids. The response they had to the teaching was pretty great. For me, I really enjoyed like, you know, the look on their faces when they hit a ball well, and for me I thought that was really, really great. Additionally,
at least the Wells went well.
I thought like on our side we like learned like different aspects of like leadership and dealing with like different problems. So and also getting to know like different groups of like children from like year 3s to year 5s. It was a really like good experience for them.
The things that didn't go so well was sometimes on our part we didn't deliver instructions clearly enough to the children, so then sometimes we had to like not tell the kids off, but like make sure that they knew that that wasn't okay, because someone might get hurt in the process.
Yeah, I think as well on that, some of the worksheets which we did for English and maths were a bit unclear, so I think maybe with like the different cards and stuff, that could have been done in a better way, sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, tokens.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, maybe just think of better games or like better ways of giving them out would be a much better solution. And then I think the worksheets could have been a little better like planned as well.
Well, it was also problematic if they had done both numbers and words on the same day, it then became really complicated,
So I think if anything, the impact we had on the community was, which I personally enjoyed the most, was great. It's great to see Ivan was so like eager and like excited to see us every Wednesday. I mean, the teacher says it was the highlight of their week, so that was good for me.
For me, looking back, like the most rewarding thing was probably a couple of kids who'd never played golf before, but told me like the weeks after our first session they went out to like a driving range with their parents. So that was cool to see that they enjoyed the session so much. They went out and played golf by themselves, which was, yeah, very cool.
I also thought that like the other kids displayed how they were so interested in the activity. A lot of them were wondering if we were coming back next week or if we could do the activity again, just purely because how much they enjoyed it, which I thought was really good.
I think for me, like, we had good moments. It was, like, competition between the groups and, like, group moments. But then there were also, like, individual, like, one-to-one moments where I was just teaching, like, an individual kid, like, how to swing and stuff like that. And I think that was, like, the most rewarding for me.
For me, I'd like to say that our project had a positive impact on the community, as I thought the kids could go out in the outside having fun with each other and with us. I personally made lots of new friends, even though they're quite young, but I think that was very fun.
Yeah, it was good to, like, introduce, like, golf, like, as a new sport to quite a few of them. Like, obviously, a couple of them had played before, but to the ones who, like, hadn't and hadn't even heard of golf before, it was nice to see their, like, them catch, like, the bug and, like, really get into it by the end of the sessions.
I think the experience was very valuable and very insightful, as we got to travel to different schools where we could talk to all different type of kids and make friends with them, especially if, when they were from different communities. And I think that in this experience, we also gained experience, while the students also gained a lot of experience learning how to play golf and experiencing a new sport, while we gained, like, leadership skills and patience.
Yeah, I think it was a very valuable experience in terms of, like, developing good leadership skills, and also as a maybe more reserved individual myself to learn how to communicate things a bit better. I found that was very valuable and something I think I can take forward even in things I do in the future. So.
I think something that myself particularly I enjoyed was I haven't had much experience, like, teaching kids and, like, getting to know you know, like, younger people and teaching them how to do stuff. So for me, it was pretty nice to sort of learn how to like make relationships with all the different kids and start to teach them obviously teach them golf, but also to, like, you know, learn about them and, like, how to deal with them and everything. So yeah, that was a good experience for me.
We want to say a huge thank you to all the staff and students who've taken part in GC this year.